Okay, before Buddhism ever showed up in Japan, there was Shinto. It's the country's native religion, and although most Japanese are not very religious, Shinto is alive and well. You can see that on display at the many Shinto festivals celebrated all over the country. Naomi Gingold went to one just south of Tokyo. It's family-friendly by local standards, but beware. This particular festival would probably be rated R if it were a movie at your local Cineplex.
Shinto is a religion of many gods. You find them especially in the natural world, in the wind and trees, or in concepts like growth, sport, medicine, and sometimes humans. There are tens of thousands of Shinto shrines scattered all over Japan, from big ones to tiny neighborhood ones. And most shrines have their own festivals, where the local spirit is taken out and paraded around in a portable shrine. There's food, games, and boisterous fun. And that is how I came to the Kanamada Festival in a town just south of Tokyo. When I get there, there's a long line to get into the small shrine. I ask 28-year-old Taro Tanaka, who's there with his friends, what he's waiting for. We're waiting in line to get ame, the candy, he says. And then asks, you don't know? The man and woman's that thing, he says. I ask him to explain a little bit more. This is, after all, radio. Okay, so I promise I am not trying to be overly provocative here, but Kanamada Matsuri translates literally into Metal Penis Festival. The candy that Tanaka and everyone around here is eating or hoping to get is a penis-shaped lollipop. They do have vaginas too, but the male version is definitely more popular. The local spirit of the Kanamada Shrine is a god that's been prayed to for hundreds of years as a fertility god. Women would come to pray for kids, safe childbirth, and prostitutes would also come and pray to not get STDs. So unsurprisingly, phallic symbols and paraphernalia are all over. Inside the ground, you can buy penis candles, penis glasses, phallic t-shirts, the list goes on. And the festivals become really popular with locals, foreigners who live here, and tourists. Adults mostly, but also families. In the old days, women used to come pray at the shrine under the cover of darkness. The festival, which started in the 70s, began to look like it does now, starting in 1985. And the local community has really embraced it. In the nearby town center, the festival parade is underway. Men and women carry the portable shrine like a sedan chair, down the street on their shoulders, shouting, "Heave ho!" And it looks mostly like any other portable shrine in Japan, except for the small wooden penis at the front and the large phallic shape under the traditional roof. It's followed by two enormous penis-shaped shrines, one black, one pink, both wrapped in protective Shinto ropes. And everyone is chanting, I'm going to do my best here. It means big penis metal penis. Back on the festival grounds, the master of ceremonies, Hisashi Yamamoto, a sprightly 82-year-old who's been involved at the festival since the days when practically no one showed up, says, he says the fact that you are alive and here, that's at the core of the Kanamada Festival. We need to give thanks for having been brought into the world, for being alive. And give thanks for sex. Because sex is what brought us here. Yamamoto then starts to announce, the start of the penis-carved daikon auction. Couples who want kids should take them home and cook delicious food with them. Outside the shrine, Russian expat Oksana Glebova and her friend Fukuda Yo are happily eating their lollipops. Fukuda says he'd probably be too embarrassed to tell his coworkers or family that he was here, but Glebova says,
why not?
Why not? It's a matsuri, a festival, like the thousands of others held in Japan every year. For the world, I'm Naomi Gingold in Tokyo.
Yes, that's right. Sometimes there are festivals, and you report on them. You're listening to The World.